Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, livestock organizations like the National Cattlemen's Beef Association are applauding the introduction of the Real Meat Act of 2019 by Nebraska Senator Deb Fischer. The Senate bill is a companion to H.R. 4881, which was introduced by U.S. Representatives Roger Marshall, a Republican out of Kansas, and Anthony Brindisi, a Democrat out of New York, back in October. A couple of days ago, I caught up with NCBA President Jennifer Houston during the Montana Stock Growers Association's convention in Billings, who told me that the Real Meat Act of 2019 is some legislation which will help end deceptive labeling of fake meat products and also allow cattle producers like her to compete on a level playing field.
So we think it gives clarity to consumers, because the last thing we want as consumer to do is think they're getting real beef with our great nutritional packages, our great new sustainability story, and not be getting beef.
Meanwhile, Senator Deb Fischer says that beef is derived from cattle, period, and that these plant-based protein products that mimic beef aren't held to the same food safety and labeling standards as beef, but the Real Meat Act will change all of that. For the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Russell Nimitz.